Walker's speech hit on a few broad themes: the need to create jobs, the need to cut the budget, and the Green Bay Packers. The state of the state, he said, is pumped up about the Packers. He used the franchise to try and drive the other messages home.
Packers coach Vince Lombardi once said, "Success demands singleness of purpose." We are defining success for this administration by our ability to shape an environment where 250,000 jobs are created. Every action of our administration should be looked at through the lens of job creation.
It was one of two times Walker quoted Lombardi. Other themes were very familiar: the promise of 250,000 jobs, the governor's economic border war with Illinois, and his pledge that the state is open for business. But on a week when new numbers shed light on the severity of Wisconsin's immediate budget shortfall, Walker offered few new details on how he planned to make up the difference. The governor's tone, however, suggested difficult choices.
"The decisions we face are not easy, and the solutions we must approve will require true sacrifice. But the benefit of finally making these tough decisions and being honest with the citizens of this state will help us to balance the budget in a way that creates a permanent, structurally sound state budget."
The one area where Walker was specific was in his demand for state employee concessions.
"Government benefits have grown while so many others in the private sector have seen their benefits adjusted in order to protect jobs."
Walker said he would ask state workers to pay their full employee contribution to their pensions and pay more for their health care.
"Our upcoming budget is built on the premise that we must right-size our government. That means reforming public employee benefits, as well as reforming entitlement programs and reforming the state's relationship with local governments."
For full disclosure, pension and health care changes would affect employees of Wisconsin Public Radio. Walker did not say what he meant by reforming entitlement programs. One of Wisconsin's better-known entitlement programs is Badger Care, which provides health coverage to hundreds of thousands of residents. It's part of the medical assistance budget that's running a $150 million deficit in this fiscal year and could be well over $1 billion short in the next budget. The governor said budget cuts would translate to a better economic climate in Wisconsin.
"That's really what this administration is all about: frugality and jobs. It's only through a more frugal government that our economy can grow faster than others across the nation and around the globe."
The governor did announce one new policy in his address. He says the Department of Transportation will speed up construction on Milwaukee's busy Zoo interchange ahead of schedule and at a savings of $600 million. Beyond that change, Democrats said the lack of specifics, especially on the budget, was troubling. Democratic Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca said he agreed the state needed to deal with its budget problems immediately, but he said Democrats didn't want to pass the problems off to local governments or school districts.
"Well, that's a concern. I mean, the relationship would be the concern that he's going to cut school aids or cut shared revenues and put them in a very difficult, if not impossible, decision to keep teachers in the classroom and, you know, cops on the street."
Walker's plan for funding or cutting schools, local governments, Badger Care, and other state programs will become more clear 3 weeks from now, when he returns to the same stage to deliver his first budget address. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.